From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is urging congressional Republicans to get behind an extension of unemployment benefits. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden this morning, the president said it's a critical time for millions of unemployed Americans.
We need to pass it for all the Americans who haven't been able to find work in an economy where there are five applicants for every opening, who need emergency relief to help them pay the rent and cover their utilities and put food on the table while they're looking for another job.
With midterm elections on the way, President Obama is under increasing pressure to tackle the unemployment rate, which stands at about 9.5%. A new survey finds that businesses are doing more hiring. William Strauss with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says the survey by the National Association for Business Economics shows 31% of businesses say they have been increasing hiring, a much higher number than a year ago.
The labor market certainly is beginning to show some improvement, and we also asked them to give us the outlook for the over the next 6 months, and this too has continued to improve.
Strauss says nearly 40% of the businesses surveyed say they expect to hire more workers over the next 6 months, and that's the highest percentage in more than 2 years. People's neighbors, friends, relatives, a lot more of them have been recruited to do intelligence work in the last decade. They've just managed to hide it well. The Washington Post says a two-year investigation reveals an unwieldy intelligence-gathering operation whose actual size and cost are unknown. Details from NPR's Paul Brown.
The Post says in the first installment of a series that there's a top-secret America that largely escapes oversight and is hidden from public view. It says that since the 9/11 terrorist attacks of 2001, top-secret intelligence operations have swollen to include more than 1,200 government organizations and more than 1,900 private businesses. How many people are involved? The Post says that's not known, nor is the true cost. The White House says it was aware of the issue as President Obama took office, and it's working on it. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
White House advisor Carol Browner says a seeping detected yesterday at the site of a blown-out well in the Gulf is less than 2 miles out. Despite this, the federal government is allowing BP to keep a recently installed cap on the well shut tight for another day after the company pledged to watch closely for signs of new leaks. The government's point man on the cleanup, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says BP has given government scientists the answers they want about how the company plans to better monitor the seabed. Checking on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 15 points, at 10,114, NASDAQ up 4 at 2,183. This is NPR News. A massive oil cleanup is underway off the coast of northeastern China's Dalian City 3 days after a pipeline explosion. State media report an estimated 1,500 tons of PetroChina crude was spilled. Hundreds of fishing boats are taking part in the cleanup, loaded with oil absorbers and dispersants. Authorities predict the cleanup will last at least a few more days. A new report asserts that China will have nearly 2,000 missiles pointed at Taiwan by the end of the year. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says that assessment out today is from Taiwan's military.
The report appears in a Taiwanese Defense Ministry Journal of Naval Studies. It says that the mainland currently has 1,000 to 1,400 short and medium-range missiles aimed at the island, and that number could increase to nearly 2,000 by year's end. The report also claims that mainland China is using imported Israeli technology to convert decommissioned fighter jets into unmanned drones. The report says the drones could evade Taiwanese air defenses and hit at important targets. The report comes not long after the signing of a major free trade pact between the mainland and Taiwan. But Taipei says Beijing must remove missiles before the two sides can discuss any peace accord to end 6 decades of hostilities. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Associated Press reporting a roadside bomb has killed 6 Afghan policemen in the south of the country. 4 other people were injured. Firefighters in central Washington state appear to be making some headway against a 10,000-acre fire thanks to easing winds, but 3 crew members have been injured in the process. The blaze near Yakima has burned 3 homes and threatens dozens more. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.